Workers pluck fresh shoots from the tea bushes in the misty hills of Darjeeling. This is the capital of India's tea industry, but the small-scale farmers and laborers rank among India's poorest, so now they're trying to earn a better living by producing their own organic tea. Vandana Rai is one of them. She's joined a new tea cooperative called Organic Ekta. The co-op has ballooned from just 20 members 3 years ago to nearly 300 today. Rai says she's more than tripled her income by getting better prices for her tea leaves. She used the extra money to build a new kitchen and enroll her two sons in better schools. Organic Ekta was launched about 3 years ago with the help of U.S.-based NGO Mercy Corps and Tazo, the tea arm of Starbucks. Raja Banerjee is a fourth-generation tea estate owner and one of Organic Ekta's main buyers.
It has given new hope for now and for the future.
He says Darjeeling's tea industry has been in decline for years. He says Organic Ekta and other tea cooperatives are a good thing. He started offering shares of his Makabari tea estates to his employees, essentially making them partners.
To get people to be self-respecting grassroots entrepreneurs is the only way out. And if it's your own cow, you know how best to milk it.
But some analysts question whether the cooperatives such as Organic Ekta can survive without strong backers such as Mercy Corps and Tazo. Tea worker cooperatives appear to work well for the region's small-scale organic tea farmers, but is it viable for the industry as a whole? Sanjay Sharma manages the Glenburn Tea Estates, one of the largest in Darjeeling.
We've tried going organic and found it very hard to break even. We have to make enough tea and the tea has to fetch a price that will enable us to sustain the industry.
Sharma says organic teas have much smaller yields and are expensive to produce. He says the Organic Ekta model wouldn't work for India's entire tea industry. But Chai Project Director Ruben Prabhan disagrees.
The tea industry needed a reform. We all believe in Organic Ekta that this is the change that the Darjeeling tea industry needed, and this could be the future of Darjeeling tea.
Prabhan says one day tea associations could own their own factories to process and package their teas and make even better profits from the tea headed for the shelves of a market near you. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Darjeeling.